One of the most powerful creative relationships in Hollywood is coming to an end. After months of negotiations, Disney has finally settled on the terms of separation from the founders of Miramax, Harvey and Bob Weinstein. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The Weinstein brothers founded Miramax 25 years ago and sold it to Disney in 1993, but they continued to run it. The partnership resulted in such creative and critical successes as The English Patient, Chicago, and Shakespeare in Love. During this past Academy Awards seasons, its films, which included Best Picture nominees The Aviator and Finding Neverland, got a total of 20 award nominations. But some of Miramax's decisions didn't jibe with Disney's plans.
I began by counting the days, then the months. I don't count on anything anymore except the hope that you will return.
Cold Mountain, the high-end Civil War drama, had an estimated price tag of more than $80 million and grossed less than $100 million domestically. Disney wanted Miramax to keep producing lower-priced hits like Pulp Fiction, which cost $8 million to make and grossed more than Cold Mountain. But Miramax kept pushing out big-budget films like The Aviator. On a conference call, Dick Cook, chair of the Walt Disney Studios, said that was a core disagreement between them.
I think the feeling was that we were allocating a lot of money, that there was perhaps another way of doing that and cutting it back.
Harvey Weinstein's strong personality also clashed with Disney CEO Michael Eisner when Eisner refused to distribute Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 because of its highly critical view of President Bush. The parting deal between Disney and the Weinsteins gives all the rights to the Miramax name and the library of more than 500 films to Disney. Miramax came from a combination of the first names of the Weinsteins' parents, and so Harvey Weinstein says it's hard to leave that behind.
That's been the only tough part of all of this. You know, my mom's 79 years old. My dad passed away when Bob and I were younger, and he never got to see the Miramax name.
The Weinsteins will stay on at Miramax through September. Meanwhile, they say they will prepare for the launch of a new venture. The financial terms of the deal between the Weinsteins and Disney were not disclosed, but Harvey Weinstein says they are not having a hard time raising money for their future projects. Laura Seidel, NPR News.